WKJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In the boys' high school state basketball tournament yesterday, semifinal day in Class 1A saw Gladbrook Rhinebeck advance with a 60-45 win over Earlham, and Maple Valley beat Danville 59-57 in the first two games of the tourney yesterday. In the boys' Class 2A semifinals, it was Trainer A, an overtime winner over Applington Parkersburg as Trey Robinson scored 16 points and hauled down 13 rebounds to lead ninth-ranked Trainer to a 74-70 overtime win in a thriller in Class 2A over third-ranked Applington Parkersburg.
We threw punches at them, and they threw them right back at us, and really just came down to what team was going to get up after every punch, you know. It's just one of those great games, you know, that you don't realize it at the time while you're playing it, but when you kind of, the game's over and you go look back at it, you realize, wow, that was a great game. You know, you wish you could be in the stands watching it, how great it was. And it was just effort by both teams, you know. We kept throwing punches and they just got right back in our faces the whole time, never going away.
That was Robinson saying it was a game that featured 12 lead changes and 8 ties.
We just have to give effort. You know, if we give effort and we lose, then we're okay with that. But if we, you know, don't give our full effort and we lose, then we'd be a little upset about that. So it's just come down to who wanted to win, basically, more. And getting those 50-50 balls and rebounds for us.
Jacob Flathers also had a double-double yesterday with 12 points and 13 rebounds as all 5 Trainer starters scored in double figures to help lead the Cardinals into the 2A championship game. Their opponent, Iowa City Regina. The Runnin' Regals were 55-33 winners over Pella Christian. In the 3A semis last night, it took 2 overtimes before Lamar's beat Williamsburg 64-57 and Dubuque Wallert beat Cedar Rapids Xavier 67-54. Today's schedule includes the first of 2 championship games tonight. The day will start with consolation, though. The 1A consolation game at 10 this morning has Earlham facing Danville. Then the 2A consolation game will follow with Applington Parkersburg playing Pella Christian. The middle of the day games are the 4A semifinals. Iowa City West will battle North Scott, and Des Moines Hoover will play Pleasant Valley. And then tonight, the first of the championship games in the 1A title game, Gladbrook Rhinebeck will play Maple Valley. That's at 6:05. And at 8:05 tonight, it's the 2A title game, Trainer battling Iowa City Regina in Des Moines. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes were dreadful in the second half as they lost to Penn State 67-58 on Thursday at the Big Ten tournament in Chicago. The Hawkeyes led by 8 at the half before the Nittany Lions scored 48 points in the second half.
You know, they shot it well. You know, we made some mistakes, I think. They took advantage of those mistakes. But, you know, they made some shots at a critical juncture in the game, which changed a lot.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes made only 7 of 32 shots in the second half against one of the worst teams in the Big Ten.
We give up 48 points in the second half. That's more where we lost the game rather than the shooting percentage.
That's Aaron White, who was one of the few Hawkeyes who stood out yesterday. He had 21 points and 13 rebounds. Jared Utoff had 17 points for Iowa as the Hawkeyes now await for Sunday's NCAA tournament announcements. Amonte Morris connected on a 17-footer at the buzzer as Iowa State rallied for a 69-67 win over Texas in the quarterfinal round of the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City last night.
Jamil and George are supposed to be on that side of the floor with me, and they were supposed to screen each other, and then somebody was supposed to act like they was coming to get me and slip out of there. George is supposed to actually be in the corner for my outlet if I didn't have none. So it wasn't how we drew it up. Coach laughed about it, but we'll take
trailing by 10 late in the game, the Cyclones scored the final 12 points to escape with that victory.
You know, it was big time. You know, Texas is a great team. You know, I take my hat off to them. I feel like they're a tournament team. Hoiberg just told us to keep our composure. We just going to have a chance to win this game.
That was Iowa State's only lead of that basketball game.
To keep fighting, I guess, is the thing that I like most about that game, because it wasn't going our way. And any time we made a run, they responded. So just a great effort, just way to gut it out there at the end.
That's Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg. The Cyclones will next play Oklahoma as Buddy Hield scored 22 points and 15th-ranked Oklahoma put together a 16-3 run in the second half, beating Oklahoma State 64-49. Tashawn Thomas added 17 points and 10 rebounds, helping the Sooners advance to the Big 12 semifinals. Elsewhere in tournament play yesterday, second-ranked Duke and number 3 Virginia advanced to the ACC semifinals. Quinn Cook scored 15 points, and the Blue Devils earned their 12th consecutive win by clobbering North Carolina State 77-53. Mike Toby scored 11 points, and the Cavaliers held on to beat Florida State 58-44. Also in tournament play involving ranked teams, Big East sixth man of the year Josh Hart had 20 off the bench, and fourth-ranked Villanova routed Marquette 84-49 in the conference tournament quarterfinals. Stanley Johnson had 19 points and Brandon Ashley 15, lifting number 5 Arizona to a 73-51 win over California in the Pac-12 quarterfinals. Also last night, number 9 Kansas beat TCU 64-59 in the Big 12 quarterfinals. 11th-ranked Notre Dame blew a 20-point lead before knocking off Miami 70-63 to reach the ACC semis. Bryce Johnson had 18 of his 22 in the second half as 19th-ranked North Carolina outlasted number 14 Louisville 70-60 in the ACC quarterfinals. Torian Prince scored 18 off the bench to help number 16 Baylor pull away late and beat number 18 West Virginia 80-70 in the Big 12 quarterfinals. Number 17 Utah blew out Stanford 80-56 in the Pac-12 tournament. Also, Xavier went ahead to stay with a 3-point play in overtime before the Musketeers beat 22nd-ranked Butler 67-61 in the Big East quarterfinals. Number 23 Georgetown has reached the Big East semifinals with a 60-55 triumph over Creighton. And number 25 Boise State pulled away for an 80-68 quarterfinal victory over Air Force in the Mountain West Conference tournament. In NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs released wide receiver Dwayne Bowe Thursday, parting ways with a fan favorite who will finish his career as the franchise's third leading receiver. Bowe would have counted $14 million against the salary cap this season, a massive number for a player whose production has been on the decline. Bowe still had 60 catches for 754 yards last season, but he was part of a wide receiver core that failed to catch a touchdown pass. Bowe signed a $56 million five-year contract just 2 years ago, one of the first big moves for general manager John Dorsey and coach Andy Reid. After taking over the franchise, the Chiefs have already signed a replacement in Jeremy Maclin, who was introduced during a news conference Wednesday at Arrowhead Stadium. Two people familiar with the deal say the New Orleans Saints have traded starting left guard Ben Grubbs to Kansas City in exchange for a fifth-round draft choice. That move gives the Chiefs a veteran offensive lineman who was named to Pro Bowls in 2011 and 2013, while giving the Saints not just an additional draft pick, but also more flexibility under the NFL's salary cap. Grubbs, an 8-year veteran out of Auburn, is due a base salary of $6.5 million this season. He began his NFL career in Baltimore in 2007, starting 12 games as a rookie. Grubbs joined New Orleans in 2012. The Philadelphia Eagles have found a pretty good replacement for LeSean McCoy. All-pro running back DeMarco Murray has agreed to a 5-year package with the Eagles. A person familiar with the contract says Murray's deal was valued at $42 million with $21 million guaranteed. He turned down a 4-year $16 million offer from the Cowboys last fall. Murray helped the Cowboys win the NFC East title last season while rushing for a franchise record 1,845 yards. That move comes 2 days after McCoy was officially traded by the Eagles to Buffalo and about 24 hours after Philadelphia worked out a deal with free agent running back Ryan Matthews. Elsewhere around the league, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have bolstered their defense with a pair of free agents very familiar to Coach Lovie Smith, signing safety Chris Conte and tackle Henry Melton. Both players entered the NFL as draft picks of the Bears when Smith was a coach in Chicago. The Buffalo Bills have signed free agent quarterback Tyrod Taylor, who spent the past 4 seasons backing up Joe Flacco in Baltimore. He signed a 2-year deal. A person familiar with the deal says the New York Jets and cornerback Antonio Cromartie have agreed to terms on a 4-year contract. Cromartie returns to the Jets after 1 season with Arizona, where he played for former Cardinals defensive coordinator and current Jets head coach Todd Bowles. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.